Hello to you listening in these still indivisible United States of America. And coming to you from Whidbey Island, Washington, this is Stories from Women Who Walk with 60 Seconds and a bit more for Motivate Your Monday. And your host, Diane Wiska. I've been following Parker Palmer's work since I bought a copy of his book, Let Your Life Speak, Listening for the Voice of Vocation, in 1999. You might be familiar with this quote, which has become a guiding light for me. Quote, before you tell your life what you intend to do with it, listen for what it intends to do with you. Before you tell your life what truths and values you have decided to live up to, let your life tell you what truths you embody, what values you represent. Close quote. Over these past months, we the people have turned occasional protests into protest projects, coupled with growing political power to heal democracy. What else do we need? Palmer's book, Healing the Heart of Democracy, The Courage to Create a Politics Worthy of the Human Spirit, and published in 2011, draws on our human instinct to choose hope, creativity, and action for the common good over conflict. Following our five habits of the heart that can help us restore democracy's foundations as we nurture them in ourselves and each other. An understanding that we are all in this together. An appreciation of the value of otherness. An ability to hold tension in life-giving ways. A sense of personal voice and agency. A capacity to create community. Change arises out of chaos, but we have to learn the root causes of the chaos in order to shepherd our way to change. If it's true that a nation gets the government it deserves, I believe it is also true that we the people are shaping the government we desire with truth, values, and heart work. A democracy of the people, by the people, for the people. Question, what truths and values do you represent that will help heal our democracy?